center of a sky is opening up, and all around the outside in a circular formation, the sky is turning a very deep pink. Directly over our lady statue, I can see this very bright light coming through the sky. Our lady now is coming forward. She's just in a beautiful white gown. Her dressing is golden, and our lady has upon her head the most beautiful crown I think I have ever seen her wear. It's circular, made of pure gold. It's made in a brilliant, beautiful sun gold. The crown is quite large. It sets directly on Our Lady's head. Our Lady has her mantle. And the crown is set onto the top of her mantle. It comes forward on her head. And directly on the top of the crown is the most beautiful golden cross. Our Lady is turning. She's looking over to the right and the left. Now she's coming closer. Our beautiful mother, she's smiling. She looks absolutely beautiful. Our Lady's skirt is flowing. She has nothing upon her feet but bare. Our Lady now is reaching to her waist, and she's holding out her roses, the beautiful roses with the large Our Father beads of gold. And the Hail Mary beads are in white, but they're catching all of the brilliant colors that are circling Our Lady now. I don't know where the beautiful colors of rainbows are coming about Our Lady. It is fabulous. Now, Our Lady is taking her rosary and extending it out in front of her like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is placing her rosary across her arm and holding the crucifix in the left hand. And she's motioning now with her first finger to her lips. My child, listen carefully. I come to you as your queen. I come to you as a mediator between God and man. I came to you upon these grounds, my child. Much has happened. Much has happened to bring great sorrow to our hearts. The evil is accelerating at great pace. My child, you will be subject to much attack from unbelievers. You must not make yourself susceptible emotionally to these attacks. Remember, my child, you must carry the cross. Your country, your leaders, and many countries throughout the world are in great distress. Oh, my children, voices of peace resound in our ears. But there is no peace. There will be no peace because mankind has turned away from the light. He goes further into the darkness. Your country's leaders know much of what is developing throughout your world. The country that has cast aside their gods are now preparing for mankind's destruction. Armaments are gathered by the Antichrist. I hear, my children, voices crying for disarmament.
women. And the louder they cry, the more they gather. I have warned you in the past, my children, of the world, of the earth, that you are conspiring with evil. You have given yourselves to a diabolical plan of Satan, for you no longer turn your heart in prayer or humility or love or even in sorrow. You do not turn to your God, but you go about seeking a man to honor. You give to man a knowledge that is not gained by Satan. Because, my child, I have this knowledge to give to mankind at this time. Because he has set himself up as a God among the nations. The nations shall rise in discord. My child, he is not general knowledge, but those whom your country's leaders are consorting with are plotting. They are waiting. And who will cast the first seed of destruction into mankind? Yes, my children, the world is now approaching enflamement. My child, your country's leader knows what is happening. The truth cannot be told in full through your media and your newspapers. In the direction from his God, many leaders shall go about pleading for peace. Many leaders know the extent of the buildup of armaments throughout the world, the nuclear destruction that shall be set upon mankind. My children, I do not come to you to bring fear into your heart. I come to you with facts and knowledge of what is to be if you do not listen to our counsel. Communism, the enslavement of mankind, the elimination of his God, communism shall be the scourge of mankind. My children, your vicar is a prisoner in his own house. My children, many mock my counsel. I have given you knowledge in the past of the infiltration of evil into my son's house's church. And how many act upon this counsel? If you have the heart and the spirit of life, you will act upon my counsel. Oh, my children, go forward as bearers of the light. Do not become discouraged. If you meet with every bottle, my children, turn away and go on to another. There are many souls to reach now in this time of Antichrist, my children. The greatest sorrow that smites my heart, my children, is the desecration to my son's body. These abominable acts are being committed by his own and his houses, his churches upon earth. I repeat again that men shall bring the sick of my son, his body and blood to another, that a legally ordained priest with consecrated hands. I say, my children, consecrated hands, blessed hands, brought clean by the Holy Spirit. No man shall render excuses for defilement of my son's body. My children, I repeat, it is better that there be few with quality than quantity with nothing. A simple lesson, my children, must be learned by mankind. There will be no peace unless he turns back from his ways that offend his God and have brought sorrow, great sorrow, to the hearts of all in heaven. Satan roams your world now. He goes forward ravishing the nation. He is now within the octopus of evil, reaching into all forms of human life and work. Recognize, my children, that your battle now is not of human nature, but your battle is the supernatural agents of hell loosed among you. I caution you all, my children, to do not remove your armor, your sacramentals. They were given to you for your protection and reasons that you must accept in faith, if not that you do not have the reasoning to understand. Accept and believe in faith. My child and my children, the Eternal Father is always the final judge of mankind and a man. You do not condone evil, but the Eternal Father is always the final judge. How much is expected of a man in the service of God, my child, you ask? Confidence, love, honor, and a firm knowledge of the faith. I have pleaded through countless visitations upon your earth for parents to retain the faith within their children's hearts and their homes. I caution you, I shout to you, do not hand over the souls of your children to unbelievers. When your children go without your doors, my children, they are subject to all manner of evil. Evil that has entered within your school systems. Evil that is in all media of communication. And voices cry out, what are we to believe? And what is truth? My son is truth. My son is the way. You must read your Bible. I assure you, my children, in the days ahead, you must read your Bible, for this knowledge will be power to you. Satan is crafty. He is the master of deceit and delusion. Even in my son's house, some of his powers now has been caught in the web of deception. Pray for your priests, my children. Pray for your bishops and your cardinals. My child, You must not concern yourself with other places of apparitions. I assure you, you will have all you can handle with your own mission, my child. You must recognize Satan's devious ways. He will set to confuse you by having you involved in chasing other situations, my child, that will cause you to become involved in unnecessary pursuits. I have asked you to remain free from answering your telephone for reason. Now, my child, you will understand why. You must come with quiet of spirit with us, my child. And Satan has every means, even mechanical, to disturb you. In reference, my child, to the sad situation you have asked me of, you must not concern yourself with that involvement. I need not repeat the consequences to mankind, my child, if they continue to harden their hearts against my counsel. Should mankind force my son's hand upon them, the world as you know it, many nations shall disappear from the face of your earth. The bell of redemption, many shall die in the great flame of the spell of redemption. Oh, my children, God the Father in heaven cries tears of bitter pity. Mine, what is to come upon mankind? Do not be deluded, my children, by the agents of Satan among you in human form, who preach doctrines of devils. The truth has been given to mankind through the ages. The Holy Roman Catholic Church of my son will stand. The members shall be reduced to few. Only a remnant, my child, shall carry the banner faithful and true. But the gates of hell shall fight a heavy battle against my son's church. But they shall not succeed. I give you, my children, great heart in the knowledge that you are being tested. All who remain in the light will have nothing to fear, for fear is actually a part of Satan's plan. I give you counsel of what is to be, not to place fear in your heart, but to prepare you for what lies ahead. A great responsibility for the salvation of their children's souls. You must be a good example. You must guard your children as their souls are precious gems. Glory to the parent who has kept his duty and has cast their children to the world. I say unto them, they shall cry bitter tears of heartbreak, and there shall be much gnashing of teeth. Listen, my children, take the blindness from your heart, and see with mine eyes. Do not be blinded to what is happening about you. The Antichrist, you call 666, is now in Rome. Doing full battle. The Antichrist, man of 666, is now entered upon your world, your country, and every nation upon earth. Are you so blind, my children, that you cannot recognize this yourself? He sows discord among nations. He takes the knowledge of God and replaces it with an honor to man. Man has set himself up to be a god. My children, shall this be a repetition from the beginning of time? A repetition of the same mistake? Playing the same right position? Even in heaven, this test was given of free will to the angels. And Lucifer gave himself over to disobedience and pride. And he lost the light and became the prince of darkness, the tormentor of mankind. The dark deceiver ever doing battle with the eternal Father. He seeks your souls, my children. He seeks every soul upon earth, and he will not stop in his pursuit. Recognize the forces of evil. Recognize the faces of evil about you. Satan comes to you using persons, places, and things. He has learned much in the past, my children, and he now has learned much in a sophisticated society how to continue and claim you. No man shall be cast into the abyss unless he goes of his free will. Satan is not the Almighty. The Eternal Father rules over Satan. But in the plan that man, in his limited knowledge of the supernatural, could not understand, Satan is being given this time to test every man, woman, and child of conscionable age. It is the separation of the sheep from the goats. You say, my children, that these are not unusual times, that this has happened in the past. Oh, no, my children. These are times that this man shall go through and shall not experience while the time is over again. These are the days of the days. These are the days approaching the coming of the day of the Lord. Have you, my children, prepared your household? Have you set it in order? Or will you waste and waste and blind yourself with a false optimism until the destruction comes to you? Enroll, my children, wear red hot top bottom and the purple hats are being misled. Measure upon measure, when the eternal city shall be purged by suffering, for it's turning away in the dark. Measure by measure, America the beautiful shall be purged by trial and suffering for turning away from God. Measure for measure, all countries of the earth shall go through a crucible of trial and suffering for the rejection of their God. My child, how I long to bring you a measure of great cheer. How I long to extend my arms and my heart to you and gather you within my mother's breast. I place my mantle of protection over you all. I consign you, my children, all of your mother's voice as girls of life. Go forward with Jesus, my son, as your confidence. Approach your brothers and sisters. For what greater glory and a man did to one another. For two reasons, they sought to save him. My children, there will be many martyrs emerging from the conflagration. Many crowns shall be won through suffering. It is a battle coming forward now. You are approaching, my children, a battle of the spirit, a war such as mankind has never seen. Many will look and wonder, my children, if mass insanity has got into the minds of mankind. It will, if it progresses, my child, in my hope, in my mother's heart, that all will listen and receive a truth from this trial that will soon come upon you. Atonement and sacrifice, I beg of you. My children, keep your sacramentals about you and the monuments, the statues in your homes, for all who keep the monuments are to be saved. I cannot reveal now, my child, to all that I have given to you in the past. You will carry this knowledge, my child, in secret. It will bring great penance to your heart and suffering, but you will carry this knowledge in secret until I give you permission to speak, my child, publicly. I bless all my children with graces for cure, and graces for conversion. All who hear my words, they are words of encouragement and perseverance. They are words of confidence, that Jesus, my son, will be your confidence. Ask, and you shall receive. Lift up your heart with hope, and you shall be given the way. Believe, just believe, and you will receive the life. No man shall be lost in the days ahead, my children, unless he wills it. No man shall fall into hell unless he wills it. Keep all of the books, my children, that you have guarded so well. The enemies of your God know that the time is growing short. They will seek to destroy the good manual. Our lady now is taking her rosary and holding it out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, coming down behind our lady, the sky is becoming very brilliant. Oh, is it bright? Michael is coming forward. Oh, he is immense. He's holding the balance now, straight in front of him. The golden balance, it looks golden from here. And he's pointing with his spear up to the sky. Now, over on the right side of the sky, there are letters forming W3, that is war, and a big question mark. W3 with a question mark. I, Michael, guardian of the faith, give fair warning to mankind that eternal Father, creator and master of all, has looked upon you and found you wanting. Measure for measure shall man be brought to his knees by fire. There shall be set upon mankind of great tribulation, such as has been never seen since the beginning of man's creation. And those that pass through this great tribulation shall come forward cleansed in the blood of the Lamb.
Now the sky is getting very dark. A lady is now backing up. She's being carried over to the left side of the sky, and she's standing there. Now a lady is keeping her hands together like this. It's a very careful position. A lady is bending her head forward, and she's standing there now. And Michael is now coming forward. He's standing directly over a lady's statue. He's tremendous in size. Listen well, all mankind of earth. You have received forewarning from the Queen of Heaven. You will listen, or you will receive a just punishment. The world shall be seized by tremors. The firmament shall be aflame and explosion. And all that is rotten shall fall. Now, the sky is getting very, very bright. The whole sky is becoming a gray white mass. And over, Michael is standing over on the right side. He's pointing with his spear. And over on the left side, coming through the sky, is a tremendous red ball of fire. Oh, it's pouring across the sky. I can feel the heat of it. Oh, I feel like it's almost on top of us. And it's beating out these flames. I've never seen anything like this. It looks like a hot sun. And there's a tail coming behind it. There's a heat breaking off of it. And oh, it's so hot, I can breathe. Oh, my. Oh, and you see blown out in the sky. It looks like dust, I can breathe. Oh, and now I see my life is getting very dark. And the veil now black and blue, and there's a stillness, the delay, stillness, it's like everything's been knocked out. There's no sound that I hear screaming. I have racing. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, no, it's a letter. Do not be afraid, my child. You will be asleep. And you see, do not be afraid, my child. The day is expecting and not for you. Mercy. Oh, no, it's not so hot anymore. And the sky is clearing. I can see a few stars now coming out in the sky. The tremendous heat. It's getting cool now. Oh, it's so exciting. A lady now is coming forward. My child. This is part of a great coming. I told you of before. It is part of your mission, my child. For blessed are your eyes, for they have seen what many have wished to see and is not. You will, my child, remain in seclusion in your home. You will not leave just now. I sent you there, my child, for your safety and reason. Much must be kept within your heart. You must know, my child, that there are some knowledge that must be not revealed at this time. The mission shall progress, my child, with your help and heart. All will appear before your very eyes. Pray, my child, more. Do not involve yourself with too many worldly pursuits. You will bring them to a minimum for your own sanctification and your well-being. Continue with your prayers of atonement, my children. Many are sorely needed. Oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Over on the right side, the numbers 82 are appearing this side. 82, I don't understand, 82. You will, my child, in time, just remember the number 82. Be seated now, my child, and await my son. Over on the left side of the strata, the tremendous beam of light now comes forward. The light is centered down upon us. Now I notice also there is a great circle of light all about the open part of the sky. It's just like, I don't know how to explain it, it's completely symmetrical. The circle of light directly above our head. The circle is formed with, in the area between the two huge trees. Now, over on our right side, I see many, many figures coming through the sky now. They're wearing white type of gowns. They appear to be angels. No, they are men and women dressed in long white gowns. Saints of the tribulation. Oh, Michael is now coming through the sky. He's directly over a lady statue. He is immense. I wish I could put into human words Michael's appearance. He is not out of proportion, but he's a tremendous size. It seems that his whole chest is wearing a long white robe also, and carrying the golden balance in his right hand, and this spear-like sword, I don't know what to call it, a long stick with a pointed sword on the end. He's carrying that. The sword is pointed upward. And he's standing and looking down. I cannot describe Michael's face because I do not see a face as we know it. I see features, but they're indistinct. But his hair, I cannot see. Mrs. Hare, she has a golden colored hair, completely metallic looking, sort of like, I can't explain it. It doesn't look like human hair. It looks absolutely brilliant and metallic there, a golden color. Now, Matthew is pointing over to our right side with his spear. See, my child, the martyrs who come out of the tribulation. And I see a great many people all dressed in a white fashion. They have washed their robes clean in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, now Michael is going across, and it's, I don't know how you can explain the way he is posing over, standing on the left side. He's still pointing over to the figures of the martyrs of the tribulation. Now, directly over our lady statue, the sky is becoming very lighted, a beautiful light blue, and now the blue is fading. It's like an opening in the sky, like there's something hard that is completely opening up. Oh, Jesus is coming forward now. Oh, he has on a
Oh, that cape of Asher's shoulders. It's quite windy because his hair is blowing. His hair touches his shoulders. I can't describe the color. His hair has a reddish cast, but I do believe it may be coming from the reflection of the light on his cape that makes it look reddish cast. Julius has on a cream-colored gown with a corded belt around his waist. And he has on brown skin-like sandals. They only have one, really like thongs, one piece of leather-like material, and it's belted and goes around his ankle. I don't know how to keep his shoes on. Now, Jesus is now shifting his cloak over onto his left arm, and he's placing his hand in front of him like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand on his heart. My child and my children, I need not warn you to listen well and follow the direction of my mother. She has come to you with a mother's heart of pity. She comes before the Eternal Father and pleads for your repatriation. She stands before you as a mediator between God and man. My hand grows heavy. I tolerate with soul the abominations that now continue to add on in man pursuit of worldly pleasure and gain. Man, in his allegiance to evil, has set himself now fast onto the road to his own destruction. I say unto you that the day will soon be upon mankind, the time of great tribulation, such as mankind has never experienced since the creation of earth, and shall never see again at its completion. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth in these days. My children, I accept in suffering, in patience, and with a controllable heart the abominations against my nature and my divinity in the Father and in the Spirit, for I will not tolerate the abuses to my mother. You who have cast aside the knowledge of my birth, accepting to degrade my mother in your hypocrisy and rejection of truth. The Eternal Father chose my mother before her beginning on earth to be the receptacle for my entrance onto your earth. My mother was conceived without sin. She knew not the stigma of sin, the original sin of mankind from the first time. She was destined from the beginning of time in the knowledge of the Eternal Father to be a spotless receptacle for my entrance into your world. My mother is not and was not an ordinary woman. My mother was ever virgin. My mother bore me forth
Cratchit! My mother knew not man before or after my birth. My mother, as was written in the Book of Old, was ever virgin. How dare you degrade her, O man of little faith? And where are you, you shepherd, destroyers of my faith? I say unto you, you shall receive measure for measure, a just judgment. Bishop in my house, shepherd, I have cast aside the rules of shepherd. Shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? I say unto you, I shall cast you into the abyss and stick you out as venom into the flames. My house has become a meeting ground for robbers and thieves, self-seeking instruments of Satan. Many are selling their souls to get to the head. And what do they gain? What does it matter if you gain all the treasures that the earth has to give you, for you come over the veil with nothing? You will go out as you came in. There! But those who are of knowledge prepare to come over the veil, and may gather as ransom for their souls the graces I have given knowledge of you of, graces that you reject. I say unto you, heaven, paradise was created for all who seek it. But many are called, but few are chosen. All who cry, Lord, Lord, shall not enter the kingdom. I see into your heart. Man may judge you from your exterior, but I see into your heart. Eternal Father, wait for you to reverse your ways. The Eternal Father, wait for you to restore my house to its former glory. Stop running about seeking another master while you pile up riches of gold and silver that shall melt in the firmament. While you gather power, and what power do you have but for the destruction of mankind? In your blindness for power, you lose all charity of heart to your neighbor. You seek to sorcery and treason. And for what? I say unto you, as your God, that the day is near at hand. The day of reckoning for many. Turn back now while you have time, for the sands are running out. I say unto you, as your God, that there shall be a tribulation set upon mankind, and none shall escape the test. Have you prepared your household? Are you ready, my children? Has my mother come upon you and among you to have him. You go through this tribulation. Give confidence. But woe to the man who has sold his soul to Satan. My children, I do not wish to enlarge upon or add to my mother's gentleness. I say unto you, you are living now in an age, the age written of, given, the knowledge given to the prophets of old, not to you by God. You are now living the days of the apocalypse. Everything shall unfold. Even the scroll that lay hidden shall unfold. Man shall gain knowledge. The evil forces of your world shall bring knowledge upon your world. That man shall rise to the heavens of God. I say unto you, he shall be brought down from the stars. My children, the power of prayer's grace, her prayer transcends your soul into the realm of heaven. I speak in simple language to you to raise your voices to heaven in silent prayer. Seek, and you will find the way. I repeat, no man shall be lost except of his own free will. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and in the countries throughout the world. Rome, the eternal city, shall be tested by trials. Your holy father, Ricca, has Paul the sixth, shall be crucified. And I say unto you, unless great penance is performed for your fallen hierarchy, shall go through a revolution, and my child, you will retain the message of my mother in secrecy until she allows you to give it to the world. Much has been made known in the past by my mother. Review for your knowledge the counsel of the past. For step by step, all will happen as my mother counseled. My children, parents of the young, remember, you have nothing to gain but sorrow if you neglect the rearing of your children in sanctity and holiness. Do not expect to find this holiness in my house now, my children. But do not run away. Stay and fight. Retain my church. The numbers will be reduced to the few. But better, my children, there is quality of few instead of quantity with nothing. Yes, many martyrs shall come in these days of tribulation. The saints of the latter days, but I say unto you, it will be a war of spirits, and many crowns shall be gained. Hush! persevere, my children. Raise up your voices in hope and faith. My Jesus, my confidence. Remember, whenever you find the mission difficult, you say, my Jesus, my confidence. You are never alone in the battle. Many miracles and phenomena shall come among you. You will be guided by them. But seek well that they come not from Satan. You must give it a test of the spirit. Do not be apprehensive, my child. You will learn to recognize these phenomena. Better that prayer now is a guide to all. Jesus now is raising his hands up like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over to the left side, directly above the tree, and he's now grasping his cloak. It's very windy up there, and he's raising his hand out like this. His fingers are extended, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, a lady is coming up behind Jesus. I didn't notice she was standing over on the left side. And now Michael also is leading the way. Michael is carrying gauge anymore that he had, but he's got I don't know what it's an urn, and he's shaking it back and forth, and urn, it must be incense. He has the urn, and as they're going across the sky, he's shaking this golden cup on a beautiful golden chain like string. And all this incense, or whatever the smoke is coming out. And there goes a feeding across the sky. Now Michael has stopped, and he's still shaking his incense, or whatever it is. And now Lady is coming forward, and she's nodding. It must be incense. Yes, now Jesus is standing. Our Lady now is holding out her scapula. Our Lady has a tremendous size brown scapula, large pieces of cloth. I don't see any writing or anything. They look like very dark brown pieces of cloth, very large. Our Lady is holding that out in her right hand. Now she's taking her rosary, and she's extending the rosary also, the rosary and the scapula. And now Jesus is looking over, and he's raising his hand now. They're directing over Our Lady's scapula very, very high up into the sky, and there are now beams of light coming out of Jesus' hand. Oh, it's fantastic. The lights are coming down straight across the statue, down onto the ground here. It's oh, tremendous beams of light. They're like crystal. They're very cut glass like crystal. And they're hitting down onto the ground. Now, Jesus, now the light is dimming on his right hand, and the light seems to be just evaporating. But the left hand light of his hand, I can't explain it, but light is still coming down in very heavy streaks of crystal clear like glass. Now Jesus is extending his right hand and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now has moved forward. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven,
pray for us. Mary, Mother of the world, pray for us. Mary, Mother of the world,